Exit polls show Latino voters helped push President Obama to victory on Tuesday. But there was another sign of the growing influence of Hispanics on Election Day. That was the actual names on the many ballots. Jessica Robinson reports on how Latino candidates fared in the Northwest.
A public radio analysis done before the election found that just 2% of the Northwest's elected officials were Latino. Oregon may have nudged that up. Voters in the Portland area elected Jessica Vega Peterson and Joseph Gallegos, both Democrats, to the state house. But redrawing a legislative district in Washington's Yakima Valley did not make a Mexican-American candidate there the instant winner. 21-year-old Democrat Pablo Gonzalez lost by a wide margin. Still, Gonzalez says his campaign laid the groundwork for future Latino candidates.
Well, you know, it woke some of us up. I know a lot of people said they got a lot of their family members and people involved in voting, so I hope that continues.
The National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials says Tuesday's election made history. A record 31 Latinos will hold seats in the new U.S. Congress, including Republicans Jamie Herrera Butler from Washington and Raul Labrador from Idaho. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.